Hi, friends. I want to take a sec to talk to you about Greenlight, the folks sponsoring this ad. This is especially important for you parents out there, because as your kids get older, some things about parenting are going to get easier, like, you know, maybe not having to dress your kid every morning, but other things do not, like having that conversation about money. Because the fact is that kids won't ever really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app that's made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while the kids and the teens, they're going to build up confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. I have Greenlight debit cards for both of my kids, and I can't tell you what a difference I see in their relationship to money. So with the Greenlight app, the kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, and they have games in the app to teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature. I am a big fan, where you can set up one-time or recurring chores that customize to your family's needs and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. And I got to tell you this, in my family, no chores, no money. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids, and families can navigate this whole thing together. So sign up for Greenlight today, and you're going to get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/radioheadspace. That's greenlight.com/radioheadspace to try Greenlight for free. I mean, this is such a good deal. I got to say it one more time. Greenlight.com/radioheadspace. Get it, folks. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace. Headspace Studios.
Hi, I'm Sam. Welcome back to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. So if you're a parent of a teen or a teen yourself, you may relate to a general feeling of disconnection. It's just hard sometimes to relate to each other's feelings and experiences with such a big age and experience gap. It's helpful to think of the teenage brain as being under construction. It may take longer for teens to formulate a response to simple questions like, how are you feeling? Or how was school today? Over the last month, I've been spending more time than usual with my stepdaughter. She's 13 years old and in the throes of adolescence, complete with blasé shrugs and a hesitancy to talk about anything related to feelings. So after being in Sweden for a month, when my husband and I were preparing to go back to Los Angeles, I could feel the tension among all of us. We all wanted to address the elephant in the room, my stepdaughter going back to her routine with her mom in Sweden, and my husband and I transitioning back to LA life. It'd be a while before we'd see each other again, and I, of course, wanted us all to talk about it with openness and vulnerability. I decided to focus on helping her learn about how feelings and needs interact. So I first asked her if we could try to figure out exactly what she was feeling, since she couldn't find the words to describe it. I tried words like frustrated, sad, disappointed, angry, but each attempt was met with a shake of her head. Then I looked at her closely, and I thought about what her life has been like lately, switching households with different norms and expectations, and having little choice in the matter. One word came to mind from the nonviolent communication needs list that I've used with clients and studied over the years. The word was autonomy, the extent of our freedom of choice in our lives. And I asked her if she felt like she had enough autonomy over how things were going in her life. She shook her head no. Do you wish you had more? She nodded. We talked about ways that she could have more choice over certain aspects of her life, like pursuing hobbies she was interested in, spending more time with friends, and being able to retreat into her own world of music and social media if she wanted to. Naming our emotions activates our prefrontal cortex, or PFC, our brain's decision maker, which encourages emotional flexibility, giving us the ability to stay resilient and think critically, like figuring out what we're needing. You can use the list of feelings and needs made available by the Nonviolent Communication, or NVC, organization. You can even pick a pleasant feeling of the day and reflect on moments that elicit that feeling for you. This way, you'll be more inspired to do more of what makes you feel good. And remember to celebrate the small victories in communication, even if it's just learning a little bit more about yourself and those you care about. And just so you know, my friend and fellow Headspace teacher, Kay Sangha, has a great Communicating with Care meditation in the Headspace app. May your communication be as loving and as smooth as possible. Take good care, and I'll see you back here soon.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.